Okay, I have some invasion to Schottenstein at 79b2. Okay. The Mishnah said like this, just to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah said like this, if a murderer got mixed up with other people, okay, one murderer got mixed up with other people. Now, the problem is who you're going to kill. So you can't, the Mishnah says, kulin paturin, they're all potter. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you have to bring him into a place and they end up dying. Then he says, what happens? People have to get killed. But some had skila, some had sreifa. So again, you give him the least of the punishments. Okay? Okay, then it says, so now the Gemara says like this, mana chedim. The Mishnah says a murderer that got mixed up with others, they're all potter. But we don't others what? What does it mean? Okay, we'll go quickly because this we learned already. Mana cheile machedim kshedim. If you mean other people that bechlal are not supposed to get killed, pshit, of course, you can't kill 10 innocent people because this guy has to get killed. Are you going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda says take all 10 people into a tower and make them die? I mean, you can't do that. They're innocent people. Why should you kill everybody? Because this guy's guilty. Speaking like this. Who is the Achim? The story is like this. The Gemara is explaining the case of the Mishnah. A guy that murdered Beis Din did not give a verdict yet. And he got mixed up. In other words, there were like 10 people. 9 of them were murderers that Beis Din already said they get killed. Beis Din already said they get killed. This guy, Beis Din, didn't rule yet to get killed. So therefore, Rabbanan Savi, well, so what's the argument? So why didn't they kill him too? Right? He's also guilty. Okay, they didn't give the verdict yet, but he's guilty. So it says, Rabbanan Savi, Rechamim hold, and Gaimim Dina Shalodim Elabafanav. You cannot finalize a verdict only in his presence. Now the problem is we don't know who this guy is. He's mixed up with 9 other people. Correct, or 8 other, 5 other people, it doesn't matter. So we can't make a ruling in the guy's presence. Helkoch kulim peturim. Therefore, they're all potter. Because if one can't get killed, none of them can get killed. But Rabbi Yehuda miftirin legami namile. Rabbi Yehuda said, woman, you can't just let everybody off the hook. They're all murderers, right? So therefore, kivan rotchaninu, because they're all murderers, you put him in the cell, and indirectly they end up dying. Okay, that's the case. That's one answer.
I have a question about the Siman Bishlak.
That's nothing. Rishlakish Shammah Rishlakish says like this. He answers a different explanation of the mission. He says like this. Ba'adam kula amale pliga diptira. If it's a person got mixed up with other people, you know, then for sure everybody says pot, including Rabbi Yehuda. Because how do you kill innocent people? But what's the case here? Bishad shalei nigmar dinai. An axe killed a person. Not speaking about people. We're speaking about behemoths. An axe killed a person. Therefore, he has to get killed. But Beis Din didn't make the verdict yet. Meaning like this. There are a bunch of oxen that Beis Din said they have to get killed. Finalized verdict. One more axe got mixed in with them. That killed a person, but Beis Din didn't give the verdict yet. So what's the case? Rabbanan Savra b'mitzvah k'mitzvah balim. Chamim say all the oxen are potter. Why are the oxen potter? Because the Chachamim liken when an ox gets killed to when a person gets killed. If a person got killed and gets mixed in, everybody's potter. So ox is also potter. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Kaintanay Silakipa, you take all the animals into a cell and you kill them indirectly. Okay, this is where we're up to, by the way. Amar Rava, so Rava asks a question like this. So what are you saying? One answer is, yeah, all the men were supposed to get killed, except this guy got, we don't know because he didn't have a verdict yet. Or all the animals, right? We're supposed to get killed, and this axe wasn't the verdict finalize the verdict. So he says like this, it doesn't make sense. Because, Haina Dektoni Allah, there's a braisa explaining our Mishnah that says the following. Amar Rabbi Yesi said, Afilu Abba Chalafta Beinehem. Even if my father Chalafta was mixed with others, they don't get killed. Now that doesn't make sense. Abba Chalafta, his father Chalafta, was a very holy man. He definitely didn't kill anybody. So he says, even if my father Chalafta, and the Gemara is going to say what, so obviously, you can't be speaking about people that are all guilty, and you can't speak about animals that are all guilty. Number one, he said, my father. So that excludes the animals scenario. Even the case that the first explanation said, that it means people and people got mixed in, and they all were supposed to get killed, it can't be that either, because Rabbi Yossi said, if my father, Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta was in it, it would be everybody would be putter. His father didn't kill anybody. His father would never be Chayiv Misa.
But they know
it. So, right, so what does it mean? By the way, it's interesting, Shiloh, over here in Halacha, the Mefarshim discuss, you're not allowed to call your father by his first name. So how did he say Abba Chalafta? He called his father Chalafta by his name. You're not allowed to.
But Abba,
oh, so they answer because he added Abba Chalafta, my father Chalafta, then you're allowed to because that's respectful.
Yeah.
You can't call a father or mother by the first name, but if you had Abba, they prove in Halacha from this Gemara, by the way, and similar Gemaras, that you're allowed to do it.
But isn't the idea is that if there is one that didn't finish the deen, so you know that you don't know which one is supposed to be not killed. But when you know that his father is there, you know that he's
there. No, obviously he said that it can't be all murderers because his father was never a murderer. That's the question.
But you know,
we're saying that all murderers, everybody had a verdict and one didn't. But they're all murderers. And he comes along on a basis that even if my father would be there, his father was never a murderer. So you can't learn the case of the Mishnah, meaning that they're all murderers. So what's the Mishnah mean? He says like this, this is what it means. And this is a completely different case. Shnayim shayoimdim, two people were standing. V'yotze chet mi b'nehem. Thank you. There was two people standing, and all of a sudden an arrow was shot from one of them, and we don't know, and they killed somebody, and we don't know which one of the two did it. Okay? Two people are standing. It's a completely different story than the Gemara said until now. The Mishnah says it then like this. What does the Mishnah mean when it says others got mixed up? Two people are standing. One of them shoots an arrow and kills somebody. But we don't know which one did it. So the Mishnah says they're all potter. Right? So what's the case? Shneim p'turim. Then they're both potter because we don't know who shot the arrow. Now Rabbi Yossi says makes sense. He said, even if Abba Chalafta Beinehem, meaning like this, if one of the two people that shot the arrow was my father, they're both still potter. Even though logic dictates, if there are two guys, one of them shot the arrow, it wasn't his father. His father was a tzaddik. So it must have been the other guy. Right? Nevertheless, our Mishnah teaches us they're both potter, even though circumstantial proof would demand that the other guy did it, but they're both potter.
Also, he couldn't rule on his father either.
No, he's not ruling on his father. I'm saying b'chol, somebody else would rule. So in other words, if two people shoot an arrow, and you know for sure one didn't do it, but you don't know for sure the other one did it, they're both potter.
One for sure didn't do it. It must be the other one if it came from one of those.
That's what I'm saying. The Mishnah said, because we don't know proof who did it.
It's an assumption that one for sure did.
One second. There's a din like this. Not by money. By money, circumstantial evidence is good. By death, the Gemara says in case, a guy runs into a room with a knife. Okay, there's a guy in a room. A guy runs into the room with a knife and comes out a few minutes later with a bloody knife. And then you go into the room and you see the guy dead. In secular law, the guy would be killed. But in Torah law, the guy's innocent. Because you don't have a proof that he did it. He 95% sure he did it, yeah? But you don't know 100%. Maybe whatever. Who knows what happened? So therefore, the same thing over here. Even if Abba Chalafta was one of the two, and therefore the probability is that the other guy did it. Nevertheless, we don't know for sure. They're both potter. Well, the other case. And then he says like this. V'shar shenigmar dinay shenesade b'shvar machay malya. And then it says the second case. Okay? That the axe that who was nigmar dinay. I mean, the axe was already best in paskin, he's going to get killed. That mingled with other innocent oxen, seiklin oisa, we stone all of them. That's the way. In other words, the Mishnah is missing something. It means like this. If it's people, two people, one shot an arrow of the two, and you don't know who, they're both part of, even if Abba Chalafta would be one of them. But if an axe that was supposed to get killed got mixed up with other oxen who are mamish innocent oxen, the Chachamim hold you kill them all. Why do you kill them all? Because you can't benefit from that axe. So therefore, all the oxen become Aser Bano. If they become Aser Bano, you can't use them. You might as well kill them. And Abuda says, no, Kain Tanaisa Lakipa, you bring all the animals into a stall, whatever, and they die, let them die by themselves. From starvation. Okay, now the Gemara says like this.
By animals were machmet.
Now the question, machmet. They're all osir bano. Again, people you machmet. That you don't kill innocent people.
Yeah, and were machmet to kill
that. Yeah, but it's not machmet. He killed the animal because the animal... They're all osir bano. Because you don't know which one's osir bano. They're all osir bano. And therefore, what are you going to do with them? You can't benefit from them, so you kill them. No, Rabbi Yossi says... Yeah, the chamel, you stone all of them. Rabbi Yehuda says, just leave them until they die. Okay, so now the Gemara asks a question like this. Well, Tanya's,
if you allow some goyim to come and take them, even if you don't have any...
Tosse bano. You can't.
What hanao do
you
I
can't
have?
Let them.
What hanao do I have? I'm not getting money for it. I'm
if you it. Have something which is tosse bano, you're not to give it to goy as a present. Because you're benefiting from the relationship. That's the din. If you have trade for wine, it's also bano. You can't give it to a guy as a present.
These animals are not like from Iran, Dachas, or they're...
No,
like,
but it's Sharanisko, it's also bano. Mamish also bano.
It must be killed?
It has to be killed, stoned, and you can't benefit from it, not when it's alive, not when it's dead. So all the animals, because it's not, we don't know which ones, so they're all have to get killed.
In Iran, when they would and shoot the animal,
what?
The animal was Toref. They would sell it to a
that you could different. Do. It's not osir bano.
That's different. That's
no, it's not osir bano. A trade for animal you could sell, as long as you don't do the primary business like that. All the slaughterhouses today do. They shtecht an animal. It's not kosher. They sell it for trade for meat.
But what happened with yain? Not neser. Yain neser.
Yain stam is osir bano.
Asur bano.
Yeah.
So you cannot give to it.
That's what Dalton Rebbe passes. Okay, but Tanya, Sinad Gomer, it says like this. An interesting story, okay? A cow story. Pada Shahamisa. A cow killed a person. Okay, so therefore, what do you do to the cow? You kill it, correct? But, V'acha kach yolda, and then the cow gave birth. Before you killed the cow gave birth. Now the shaila is, what's with the calf?
The
No, the behemoth you kill.
No, the Torah, it says
Babehema. No, that's a different story. So it says like this. Imachle nigmer dina yoldom. If the cow gave birth before the verdict was paskind, then v'lodom mutter, then the kid is mutter. When does the cow become asur? After the verdict. Before the verdict, then the calf is mutter. Imachle nigmer dina yoldom. if it gave birth after the verdict. So that means the cow, the calf, was part of the cow. The cow's asubano. So then the vlad is asubano. Now, what happens? Nisare v'achedim. Okay? The mother cow got mixed up with others. Cows. V'achedim, v'achedim. And other cows got mixed up with other cows. Huh?
The mother cow or the vlad?
We don't know yet. The Mefarshim discuss only the mother cow or the calf as well. Whatever. Babashis means the mother cow. The mother cow got mixed up with others, and others got mixed up with others. Kain tenei lekipa. What do? You place all the cows that got mixed up into a cell, and they die of starvation. Rabbi Lozer b'Rab Shimon Eimer. Rabbi Lozer b'Rab Shimon says, Mivin Aysan Lebesdin, bring all the cows to Besdin, Vesaklan Aysim, you stone them all. Okay? So the Gemara says this is the same argument in our Mishnah between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say, right, you killed all of them, all the cows, right? And Rabbi Yehuda says, like Rabbi Lozer b'Rab Shimon, no, I'm sorry, Rabbi Lozer b'Rab Shimon hold like the Chachamim that you stone all of them. The Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yehuda that you just let him die. Okay. Amemad. So it sounds like this. We said before, Imach Leinig Medina Yolda, that if the cow gave birth before the verdict was paskind, Veloda Muteris. Right? The cow, the calf is mutter. Right? That's what we just said. Afo gav de chinok chavis meabra. So there's a chiddush over here. When the cow killed the person, the calf was in the mother. Correct? So why don't you kill the calf also? It's part of the mother. Nevertheless, it's still mutter. Okay? That's what we're saying, right? We said before that if the cow killed a person, and there was no verdict yet, and then it gave birth, so the calf is mutter, right? That means even though, because Gemara is just using it as a stepping stone to ask a question on somebody, which means that if, even though the cow was pregnant with the calf, you don't kill the calf, correct? So Gemara says, but the question is like this, but Rava said a halacha the following, an offspring, the vlad, a child of a goring ox or cow, is forbidden. Right? Why? Because he, because what killed the person? The cow and the calf. The calf is part of the cow.
Why? She weighed more on
bed.
That's why
it was. Well, it's part of. It's part of the mother. One minute. Why is the shechit? You quoted this before. Why is the shechit of the mother good for the calf?
The Torah says,
no, because the Torah says it's one thing, and you shechted the mother, the calf is also shechted.
Is this if she was pregnant with the calf when she gored?
Obviously, that's the case. I mean, they're not pregnant for 2 days, cows. But
and also, gore means she gored three times?
No, it doesn't matter. Even one time.
Over here, something active is happening.
Do you stone the foot? What did the foot do? The horns gored. What did the foot do? What did the stomach do? It's all part of the. It's part of the calf.
God forbid,
One minute. So it sounds like this. So obviously, the Gemara is already. It's a question on Rava. Rava said that if a pregnant cow killed somebody, you killed a baby, which is mamish contradictory to what we just said, but Barov is not done yet. Vlad and Nirbaz, okay, if.
And this is all the
case. The offspring, the calf of a cow that did sodomized somebody, then also it's forbidden to use as a carbon. He, Vlad and Nirbu, because it's considered that the calf and the mother were both sodomized. Okay, if they were sodomized by a person. So the din is, even the calf is asur, because the calf is part of the mother, correct? So that's mamish, a question, contradiction of our braisa. Our braisa said clearly that if the verdict wasn't done yet, the calf is permissible, even though when the cow killed the person, the calf it was inside the mother, it was pregnant. Nevertheless, the braisa says, the way the Gemara learns it meanwhile, is that the calf is kosher. It's fine, right? Mutter. But Rava says it's asur. So the Gemara says, amen, no. It doesn't mean, that's not what the braisa meant. The Gemara's changing the braisa. But it means like this. If the cow conceived, not gave birth, if the cow conceived before the din, meaning like this, when the cow killed the person, she wasn't pregnant. She wasn't pregnant. Now, if she became pregnant after the din was paskined, so then you killed the calf, because the mother gets killed as part of the mother. But if the mother conceived before the verdict was paskined, so then the calf didn't do anything wrong. It didn't gore, because it wasn't pregnant yet. So he says like this. This is how you read the braisa.
She gored, she got pregnant, and then there was a sack
in it. Right. So then the calf is mutter, because then the calf wasn't part of the mother. But if the mother was pregnant, then the din is like Rava says. Then you kill the calf too, because it's part of the mother. So he says like this. Imish enigma dino ibra v'yolda. What happens though if she became pregnant after the verdict was sealed? Then v'lada asur, the v'lad is asur.
There is like three cases.
Yeah, well, you have a lot of possibilities.
Yeah.
In other words, according to the final outcome of the Gemara so far, if the pregnant cow killed somebody, you killed the Vlad also, because it was part of the killing. If the Vlad, if the cow conceived
after she killed
the person, but before the din was paskined, then you don't kill the calf. But yeah, if though the calf was born after the verdict,
you kill it
because it's part of the mother.
Even if it was conceived after she killed.
Yeah, as long as it goes by the din. But
the cow doesn't get a verdict of death unless it goes three times.
No, it doesn't. A person, he gets once. A cow is three times as with another ox. Any ox kills a person right away, they get killed. No, it's a difference between a person and an ox.
What if it attacks and it injures a person but doesn't kill?
So you don't kill the ox, only has to pay damages.
And that's three times.
Yeah. No, a person even once.
No, if he gores three times.
No, I'm sorry. Up to three times, he pays half damages.
But then if it gores three times and doesn't kill, it's a goring ox.
Yeah, so then he pays full damages.
But it doesn't get killed?
No. An ox only gets killed if it kills a person, not if it injures a person.
Even if it's more than three times?
Doesn't matter.
So first three times is half damage?
And then full damage.
Because it's a mugah.
Right. Okay, now the Gemara asks like this. Hey Nicha, Leman Diyom, I'm going to explain this. This is a very interesting din b'chlau. It's relevant in a lot of dinim. Hey Nicha, Leman Diyom, Zev is a gaitim is asim. There's a din like this. A and B, okay, A and B cause C to happen. A and B cause C to happen. Now, one of them is asur, one of them is mutter. So there's a machlekes, is it asur or is it mutter? I'll give you an example. We know Pesach, you have to buy milk before Pesach. Correct? You can't have milking on Pesach. Why? Because on Pesach, by the Goyish farms, The cow eats chametz. What produces milk? A cow eating chametz, okay? Because it's chametz lepel, right? Now, what causes the milk? It's not the food only that causes the milk. It's not the cow only that causes the milk. It's the cow eating chametz, right? Now, a cow is kosher, not chametz, and the chametz is chametz. So what causes the milk? Zev is zev. A cow, which is not chametz, and chametz, which is chametz, right? So the question is the milk kosher or not? Now, okay, whatever the difference is. So this big machlekes, the Gemara is quoting now, the Gemara is zev is a goyim, also a mutter. Now, what created the calf? Not only the cow, there's a father cow. I mean, it's a father that created the kid. Correct?
And a mother.
Now, so the calf is not only an offshoot of the mother. It's also an offshoot of the father, which didn't kill anybody. So it's Zev is Zev. The calf is an offshoot of Zev is Zev, the father and mother. The mother gets killed, right? But the father didn't do anything. The father cow, bull, whatever it is, didn't do anything. So the Gemara says like this. Why should the kid, the calf, be osur? So he says like this. Hey, nichol aman yom ezev is a geirim osur. Okay, that if an outcome of permitted and forbidden is osur, okay, so then the calf is osur, because the mother is osur, so the calf is osur. Right? El aman yom ezev is a geirim mutter. But if you say, zev is a geirim mutter, so what if the calf was conceived? What do we say? If the Beis Din ruled the verdict, and then she conceived and gave birth, you killed the calf. Why? The calf wasn't made only by the mother. See, if you say, Zev is Zag Gaidim is Osur,
you're okay.
Then you're okay. Then you understand why you killed the cow. Right? But if you say Zev is a Geirim Mutter, which is Halacha, by the way, my Ikol Meimer, so why should you kill the calf? The calf should be Mutter. Because it's an offshoot of the... By Pesach with Machmed, like you said, to buy the milk before, because the Chometz and the not Chometz, the whatever.
Chumrah.
Yeah, it's a Chumrah Pesach. So now the question is, it doesn't make sense. We just got through saying the din. That if Beis Din made the ruling, if after the Gmar Din, after the verdict, the cow became pregnant, then the din is, the Vlad is Asur. Right? Why? The calf was made by father and mother. The mother is Asur, the father is Mutter. So if you say, Zev is a game Asur, I understand, because the mother is Asur, so it's Asur too. Right? Because the grain is Chametz, the milk is Chametz. But if you'll zev it, which is, by the way, the halacham, yeah? If you hold zev is a geirim mutter, my ikol meima, why should you kill the calf?
But if you shech the father, you didn't shech the son.
Huh?
If you shech the father...
Father doesn't have a son in it.
If you shech the father of the calf is not shechted. If you shech the mother...
And the calf is in the mother.
The mother.
If they're two separate things, you shech them.
I'm saying that the connection is a lot closer to the mother than the father.
So what? But it's still Zev Zagaitim. What more causes the milk? The produce, the wheat, or the cow?
The cow.
The cow is more than the wheat. But if you're Zev Zagaitim, also it does.
But in case of Chomets.
You even say that it transformed the.
What? In case of Chomets, the calf eats Chomets before Pesach or after Pesach.
Yeah, but by then it's digested, it doesn't matter.
But at the time of goring...
It's digested, so it doesn't matter. Then it's become... Better. Let me ask you a question. A cow eats chametz? How are you allowed to eat meat on Pesach? Or chicken? Or fish?
You can shech meat on Pesach, but...
Yeah, but what did the cow eat?
But you can't milk it. 1 minute. Milk it on Pesach.
What did the cow eat that made it the cow? Chametz. Why aren't you eating chametz?
But he just used the analogy that he ate chametz, so therefore the milk is chametz in Pesach.
No, because the milk is making the chametz is making the milk happen.
So So before and after the same way?
No, baby, I told you, because before is digested already, so it's part of the animal, it's not chametz anymore.
But at so if you give the cow only something that is not chametz during Pesach, then you're going
to
be okay.
They do that in Eretz Yisrael, by the way.
Yeah?
That's what I told you. The calf is in the mother, right?
No, it says after the verdict she became pregnant, then you have to kill the vlad too. So Gemara says, why? If Yodzev is a guy to mutter, it should be mutter.
But anyway, on why are we not allowed to milk like the cow?
It's cholamayit, we're talking.
You can?
Cholamayit, sure, yeah. Yom Tov, you could also milk a cow, you just can't use the milk. It's because the animal's in pain if you don't milk it. Elam, Ravinus, Ravinus said like this. Ema means like this. You're right. If you hold Zev is a mutter, the calf is taka mutter. You're changing the... Im actually nigma dina. If before the Gemara din, Ibro Yov Yolder became pregnant and gave birth, Vlad mutter. Then the Vlad is mutter. Im actually nigma dina Ibro. What happens though if the cow conceived before the verdict? And then Mishenigmer Dina Yolda, after the verdict, the cow gave birth, then it's offered. Why? Not because it's ever Zagaitim. Because Uber Yerich Ime, the fetus is like the thigh of the mother, meaning it's just part of the mother. It's not a question of Zever Zagaitim. The question, the Gemara's question was Zever Zagaitim, then Lacheda, the father made the cow, why is the calf getting killed? Right? The answer is, not because of that. There's a different reason here. The calf is a part of the mother. If the calf is a part of the mother, you kill the mother, you kill the calf.
Same thing as does in Echida.
Yeah, but here it's speaking that, yeah, after, but once they've made the ruling, and then she gave birth. So even though the calf now is separate, but when they ruled it,
it was together.
It was part of the mother.
Then it doesn't matter if it was before Shinagach or after
Shinagach. It's a very interesting thing with this fetus. Is it part of the mother? Is it not part of the mother? You know, by kaparis, what does a pregnant woman do? She does a few kaparis, yeah? Why isn't the kid part of the mother? What? The kid's part of the mother.
Because
think about it. The kid, the baby, is part of the mother. Why does they need separate kapara?
What's the question of male
before female? End of the year.
So what? So what? No, it's only a part of the mother.
But before end of the year, it's already going to be separate.
So what?
So you buy for the whole ticket, year. You buy it. One ticket.
Yeah, but you know what? In the carpool, it's only one.
Right.
A pregnant woman once went in the carpool lane. You know the story here in California?
No, I don't.
A pregnant woman was once going a carpool lane. A cop stopped her, and she said, I'm two. Me and the baby is two people. What do you mean one person? They went to court, she lost. The judge ruled it's one person, not two.
But you cannot decide not to bring you
on. But sometimes you say it's separate. But the Rebbe says an interesting thing. There's a custom. The Rebbe said, I'm not saying what Chabad custom is, but there's a custom. It's only possible by the frum people that a pregnant woman is not shushvinin. They don't walk the collar down. You know, the parents walk the collar down, or the two mothers and two fathers. So there's a minig. The Rebbe became Chabad minig because the Rebbe spoke like. But the Rebbe said, "I'm not establishing Chabad minig. That if a woman is pregnant, she doesn't be unterfirer. Unterfirer means the one that walks the collar down, or they're not kvater." Kfater is when they bring the baby into a bris. So the Rebbe explained what's the reason, why not. So the Rebbe said, Kfater and Shushvin, it has to be one person. And the Rebbe explained why, to make her feel good, to bring her, calm her down, but it's supposed to be one person. And the pearl in many dinim has a dinim, the Rebbe approved from Kaparis that they're two. But sometimes you say, Obe Yerechime, it's like an extension of the mother.
So why really on kapara do
you
bring two?
Huh?
Why you count
it? Because in certain things, for kapara, it needs its own thing. There's a difference between... a Taisa says, my Gemara implies that Halacha is Takeh, like he says, Uba Yarechime, because the Gemara doesn't, there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, in a different Gemara, if Uba Yarechime or not. Right? So the Taisa says, the fact that our Gemara doesn't say, how about according to the opinion that says it's not? So the Taisa says, you see from our Gemara that we paskin Uba Yarechime. It's a long taste over here. If it's Uber Yarchim may not, in certain dinim it is, certain dinim it's not. Like we said, by Kaparis is not the same. Okay, then Vaitu Gemara. Let's start the next piece of Gemara. Kol Chai V'Krisis, the Mishnah says, okay, if people, different people that were supposed to get killed got mixed up, so the Mishnah said you give them the least of all the punishments, right? Somebody's supposed to get skila, somebody's supposed to get sreifa. So if skila's worse than sreifa, you give him sreifa, kodrev shimin, then you give him, but you give him the least of the punishment. Okay, shma mino, from here we see though, which is a big question, muteris the dover chamor, ava muteris the dover kal. If a person is warned for a severe penalty, is he considered warned for a lesser penalty? What's the case over here? Okay, now, when you warn somebody by capital punishment, you have to tell them the punishment also. You have to tell them that they're the Mechal Shabbos, right? You have to tell them you can't be Mechal Shabbos, and if you do, you get stoned. That's the law. You have to tell them the punishment. Now, what happens if a guy did an Averet that only gets, let's say, Chenek, which is the least of all four. And he's warned that if you do it, you're going to get Skila. They didn't tell him the right punishment. Either they didn't know, or whatever. The guy was doing an Averet of Chenek, let's say Esh Yisish, right? Esh Yisish, the punishment is Chenek, strangulation. So he's about to do the act, and they tell him, you're not allowed to do that, and if you do the act, you're going to get stoned. Is that stricter warning valid for a lesser one? Meaning, if the opposite, a lesser one, is for sure not good for a stricter one. If a guy is supposed to get skila, and you tell him chanek, so you're not telling him the right punishment. But is a stricter warning valid for a lesser death?
Yeah, I should stop him to do the crime. I mean,
So the Gemara says there was a age-old question in the Gemara: what's the halacha? Is it good or not? But l'cheira, from here we see that it is. Why? 10 people got mixed together. Some have stricter, some have more lenient. Correct. So what do? You kill them all with the more lenient one. Correct. That's what our Mishnah says. But how are they warned? With the stricter one. They were warned with the stricter punishment.
I think it's a problem here.
Why?
Okay, because matayim yeshmea. That's the question when you have 10 people that they have two punishments. But when you say you cannot be Mechal El Shabbos, and then he did something that has to do with Chenek, he might not even know that he's in Avera. So then there is a question if it's warning him also.
No.
So you tell him you cannot be Mechal Shabbos, but he,
and if you do, you're going to get Chanek, then
no,
he's not warned.
No, and if you do, you get Skila. But then he doesn't Avera that did Chanek. Maybe he doesn't know that this is an Avera, so it's like you didn't.
No, you have to warn him again for the second Avera.
Oh, you say if you're warning and you say you're going to get Skila.
Here you're warning him, the guy is doing Esh Yisish with the punishment of Chanek, which is the least of all four.
But you tell
him if you do it, you're going to get Skila.
But
so from our Mishnah, we see clearly it's valid. Why? There are 10 people in the room. 5 get skila, 5 get chenek. And they're all mixed up. So what does the Mishnah say you give them? All chenek. Yeah? 5 of them were warned for skila. How can you give them chenek? They were warned for skila. So from here you see that the warning of skila would be valid for chenek. Even though we have this age-old question. Okay, leave it here.
What if you say you're all chayv nisa?
No, that's what the Gemara is going to answer. It's not everybody says that's good. Because you have to tell them exactly which one.